Katie. I want to thank David as well for that children's message. He got the preaching there and did such a good job. I feel as if I might just go ahead and send you home now. But instead, a reading from the first letter of John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Hear now the word of the Lord. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when He will be revealed, we will all be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And all who have this hope in Him purify themselves just as He is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that He was revealed to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. No one who abides in Him sins. No one who sins has either seen Him or known Him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as He is righteous. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? God, You know us better than we know ourselves. Just like a good parent would. You know what we need to hear today. We've already heard some of it. Whatever's left to hear, we pray that we can receive it with open arms, open ears, open eyes, open hearts. May your preacher be nothing more than just a vessel, an instrument of Your grace. It's through Christ that we pray. Amen. For those of you who have had children, you know how it is. When they are little children, they really can do no wrong. When they're little children, they're easy to love. There's a certain cuteness that they maintain as little children that makes them just oh so adorable. I was reminded of this past week while catching a few minutes of the par 3 contest at the Masters. For those of you who are not familiar with the par 3 at Augusta National, it happens on the Wednesday before the tournament begins. And one of the unique features of the par 3 is that the family members get to be inside the ropes with the players. And spouses, children, little children, teenage children, grown children, they get to come inside, they get to put on the caddy overalls, and they get to participate in the par 3 with the player. It's really fun to watch, especially when the little children are involved. You can see them on camera pulling up the lush, overseeded grass when they're not rolling in it. You can catch them throwing things into the hallowed ponds at Augusta National. And as was the case this year when I was watching, you could see one little child taking a putter and digging through the snow-white sand of a bunker. Soon thereafter, perhaps the same little kid, perhaps not, was shown dragging a putter across the immaculate bent grass green. Can you imagine if a teenager was digging in a bunker or dragging a putter across the green, people would go berserk. But the little children, they get a pass because they are little children. I mean, think about it. How many messes do we clean up after little children with no complaint? I saw an image of a beautiful white pit bull on the internet the other day who had been turned into a rainbow by a toddler. Permanent marker all over the dog. I looked at it and I said, look how cute that is. How cute, I think, as I look around the kitchen of my home and I see Rice Krispie wrappers on the island two steps away from the trash can. You see, I don't have little children anymore. There are dishes not in the sink, but beside the sink. There's a refrigerated product left out on the counter for who knows how long. This is not cute. Oh, look, a cheese wrapper in the floor. And I think to myself, I cannot wait to fuss at them about this. They are going to hear it from me. Because they're not little. When they were little, I might let it slide. Maybe letting it slide when they are little is what leads to Rice Krispie treat wrappers and cheese wrappers out of place when they're not so little. Speaking of the aforementioned pit bulls and rescue dogs, thank you, David. I suppose the same thing goes for puppies. What do you think? For those of you familiar with my beloved Otis, first brought him home. Oh, how cute. He chewed up a shoe. Next month, it's an entire couch. At some point, the cute factor fades and you need discipline. You need discipline, you need training, you need repentance. This goes for puppies and children alike. See what love the Father has given us, that we may be called the children of God. John at this juncture does not specify if we are teenage children, grown children, or little children. He just says, we are the children of God. How do we get to be the children of God? See what love the Father has given. Love given. Not earned. Like our own births, our mothers bear the burden. We are given life. We are given the name children of God. It is a gift that is brought about by love. God's love for us. A true love story. True story, 1 John has 46 total occurrences of the word love. This is by far the most frequent use of the word love in any book of Scripture. per every 1,000 words, love is used every 18.44. Every 18.44 words, love is mentioned. In John's eyes, if there is one thing that we can be assured of, it is God's love. And John will say, if you are assured of the love that makes you God's child, then you should be a good child. Be you little, teenage, or grown. John says, if you are assured that God loves you so much that God will call you child, then you should be a good child. But let's face it. Sometimes we don't do the right thing. Sometimes we make choices to do things that are not right in God's eyes. Sometimes we leave the wrapper in the wrong place. Sometimes we do the equivalent of eating the couch. I know it's hard to swallow. But we don't always do what's right. And you see, God's love does not permit us license to just go out and break all the rules and to live in sin with no care. We need discipline, training, repentance. And that's one of the reasons that we come here on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon or Wednesday morning or evening or any other day of the week. We come here to deepen our discipleship by way of discipline, prioritizing our relationship with the one who loves us so much that he would send his only begotten into our place to die. We come here on Sunday and on the other days as we are able to train our hearts and our minds to receive the unconditional love of God. To train our mortal bodies for the later reality of taking on immortality, made possible by the unconditional, never-ending, and reckless love of God. We come here on Sunday and on other days to be reminded of our need to repent. The Greek word, metanoia. To go from one way of being to another. It's not confession. It's a turning from this way to that way. Radical change. Sounds like a lot of work. Sounds hard. It's not easy. But we do it in response. In response to a gift that has been given to us out of love. A gift be called the children of God, the children of the Most High, the children of the Great I Am. In the translation that I use, this portion of 1 John concludes with the audience being addressed as little children. Other translations render it, dear children. And according to most of the really smart people who do such work, dear children may be the more accurate rendering of the original language. But I much prefer little children. The reason why I much prefer little children, for one, is on our journey of faith, most of us are not as grown up as we would like to be. Most of us still have some growing up to do, and that's okay. Discipline, training, repentance. The second reason why I prefer the use of little children is because I believe that God never stops looking at us as such. No matter how gray our hair may be, or how frail our bodies and minds may feel, even with our faults and our failures, I believe God never stops looking at us as little children. I believe God looks at us and celebrates all of our firsts, all of our growth moments, all of our milestones. Could you imagine the scrapbook that God has assembled for you? Like a good parent does for a little child. Could you imagine me calling one of my parents today, Sammy or Sherry, later today and saying, "Hey, I tied my shoes all by myself today." To be sure, I believe they would be pretty unenthused. But God, though. Every time we delight in something, God takes delight. Every time we accomplish things that may be viewed as big or small, God celebrates us. And every time we hurt, when we suffer the boo-boos of life, God hurts with us. And then God loves us back to health. Take heart, little children. In your delights, in your fears, in your failures, your growing edges, in your celebrations, and in your pains, there is one who calls you beloved. There is one who calls you child. There is one through whose love ensures that your life will never end. Beloved, little children, this is a reality not just for the future, but for the here and now. Let us pray. God, thank you for being such a good parent, loving us and gifting us with things that we do not deserve. We pray that as we journey toward eternity with you, we can respond in ways that are pleasing and acceptable to you. When we fall short, we trust that you, with the help of your church, those who love us in this life, will pick us up and dust us off, give us a kiss, and send us back on our way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.